In the age regression discussion, I mentioned that very often it's a bit of a challenge that you hear people vocalize that I've done the regression or I've attempted the regression and they didn't go anywhere. And again, as a reference, as a recommendation, at the NGH convention, Carol Deneker out of Long Island does a workshop called I Don't See Anything, Troubleshooting Your Age Regression, something along those lines, and it's phenomenal. Though it's a problem that I have completely hedged off, because by the time I attempt going into, it's not up here anymore, by the time I attempt going into a regression to quote cause format, I will have already successfully done some form of regression with you. So I'm using a familiar language. I'm using our common vernacular at that moment, and I'm not suddenly going for the kill on something big and powerful and then just crossing my fingers and hope it works. When I was trained in regression originally, the line was the test of the regression is whether or not they go there. And I didn't feel comfortable with that. I wanted to have a better conviction going into the process that we're going to land on something today. So over time, the strategy simply became, let me do a positive-based age regression session to, in an NLP style, draw out some sort of skill or resource. And by doing so, we've established the working relationship that regression is now a thing that we can do. In the success trigger that I demoed the other day, there's an excellent example, because you basically did three positive-based regressions. Although this little vignette on this page, the regression to positive experience with anchoring, maybe I should come up with a fancier title so I can brand it, but it's something we're about to practice. So let me walk you through it here. Regression to positive experience with anchoring. Before the session, you will ask two questions. One, what is something you would like to do better? Question number two, how would you like to feel as you do that? Let's use a previous client example. As I mentioned, I would like to be able to get on the treadmill and do the full time I've decided I want to do. How would you like to feel as you do that? Enthusiastic. I'd like to enjoy that experience. Let's stick within a health thing. What's something you'd like to do better? Well, I'd like to spend a little bit more time putting some thought into what I'm feeding myself. Far too often I'm ending up at a drive-thru late at night because I put myself last. How would you like to feel as you do that? You know, I'd like to feel confident. I'd like it to not feel like a chore. Well, that's negative. How would you rather it feel? Well, I'd like it to be something I actually enjoy doing. Other examples. What's something you'd like to do better? Here's one that actually popped up at a recent class. Well, I have to do all this paperwork at the end of my work day, and I keep putting it off because I don't enjoy it. So I'd like to do my end of the day paperwork more consistently. How would you like to feel as you do that? You know, I'd like to feel accomplished. I'd like that moment because that moment of doing the paperwork is a way to recap and review what I did at work that day and take that as a moment of pride of, wow, look at how much I've accomplished. So you're hearing some examples of how this will often go. Do a hypnotic induction of your choosing and deepen appropriately. Here we are on the last day of class. Choose your favorite method. Be efficient for the sake of practice, though. And the rest of it is patter. And now, bring your attention to that feeling you wish to experience more of. That feeling of disappointed, stage directions. That feeling of name the feeling, enthusiasm, confidence, accomplishment, whatever word they give you, you are going to feed back in. That feeling of confidence, as you know, this is a beautiful line, as you know you want to experience that sensation, that feeling is already there in the vocabulary of your mind and body. What little pitfall have I just avoided with that suggestion? I've never felt confident in my entire life. Which I gotta say it, as I've worked with people over the years, that is a conscious assessment. So instead, you know you want to feel that way because it's already there in the vocabulary of your mind and body. And as I count forward with the number one, let that feeling come up more and more within you. You're going to do affect bridge. One, let that feeling begin to rise within you. Two, coming up more and more. Three, coming up strongly now. Four, becoming strong and as powerful as it's ever been. Five, there it is. It's a bridge to your past. As you focus on that feeling, it is connected to every, I'm reading from this document because you're going to read from the same document as well, because it's all scripted out for you, even in a outline format. As you focus on that feeling, it's connected to every time in your life you felt that way. As I count from 5 to 1, follow that feeling to a time where you felt confident. Feedback the same emotion. 5, feeling that feeling, following that feeling to a specific experience now. 4, perhaps becoming younger, smaller. 3, earlier time and situation. 2, connecting through your eyes, ears, and body. The number 1, be there now as if it's happening all over again, associated with the experience. Daytime or nighttime, inside or outside, alone or with someone, go into that experience now and feel that feeling of, feedback the word again, confidence increasing more and more within you. Allow your body to remember that sensation. In fact, take a finger and thumb and squeeze them together now as you let that feeling increase within you. Project yourself into that experience of, and now you feed in the new behavior. So confidence, fold in that, project yourself into that experience of getting your paperwork done as you feel that accomplishment flowing throughout you. So to basically scope it out here, here's feeling, here's behavior. What are we doing? We're bringing up the feeling, and then we're carrying it over into the behavior. And the anchor is just that gesture of the fingers. And I purposely made it a point to do my best to read my own words as I explain that, because just following the dance steps that are on this page will guide this process. What you might want to do is, as you get the label of what the feeling is, grab a pen, grab a pencil in your page where it says feeling. Just write the word in ahead of time. So if the word is accomplishment, if the word is success, if the word is happiness, if the word is pleasure, whatever it is, go ahead and put it in there. It's like what's the old little books that the kids would play with where it's the name and noun, Mad Libs. Treat this exercise as a Mad Libs experience that you're going to get all the criteria by asking 2 questions. And then you'll have the behavior. You write in like a Mad Lib style, put a noun, monkeys. And you write the behavior in at the place where it has the behavior. Then from there, just follow the steps.
Is this an affect bridge?
Yes, I just use the language. This is an affect bridge based regression, but take note, we are doing it to a positive experience. We're going to affect bridge, enhance the state of the feeling, and ride the feeling to an event where you felt that way to feel it even more, build the anchor, and then bring it back into that behavior once again, the new behavior that they'd like to do more of. Which again, just simply following the steps as it is on this page, will direct the process appropriately. Though maybe give yourself the Mad Libs moment to jot down in those spots what the emotion is and then eventually what the behavior is as well. Not to hype it, but this is often a practice session where again I get the feedback of, wow, that was cool, for both from the client experience as well as the practitioner experience, because you're truly calibrating to the individual in that moment and seeing the process actually take shape. Not to hype it, but go off and experience that. Any questions before we go off and practice this?
Yeah,